On October 6th, people of all walks of life gathered in person and online for the Times Square Church Worldwide Prayer Meeting to pray for and intercede on behalf of the United States. Hear the details of the prayer meeting hosted by Pastor Carter Conlin after a short message from our sponsors.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
Throughout the night, intercessors cried out to God in repentance for evil acts and the ways the nation has fallen away from Him. General Overseer of Times Square Church, Carter Conlin, returned to the site of the house in which it is believed the first pilgrims to America sought refuge from the harsh winter and cried out to God for provision and hope. From this historic location, Conlin shared the Times Square Church Worldwide Prayer Meeting via live stream. The evening's solemn purpose revealed itself through Conlin's heartfelt question, "What have we done with the 400 years of freedom God has given us?" Prayers went up on behalf of the greatest of America's sins, including not seeking peace with the Native Americans who first inhabited our nation, slavery, for which Pastor Conlin said there is no greater tragedy, sexual immorality, and abortion. Prominent leaders, as well as members of the community, including high school students, law enforcement, and state officials, gathered to pray together, with many joining via video call. Among them were Family Research Council President Tony Perkins, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, best-selling author Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and Global Strategic Alliance Board President Kevin Jessup. Former U.S. Representative Michelle Bachmann proclaimed, "We renew the American covenant with God." She prayed that from this time of intercession, we would have a new birth of freedom. Tony Perkins confessed, "We have turned away from our first love," noting that this worldwide prayer event reminds Americans not to squander the time that remains. Instead, Perkins said, "We must return to the one who can liberate the nation's soul and call us back to the biblical foundation set forth by our founding fathers." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.